Well, thank you very much. Good to be here. All artists always say it's good to be here. I wish I could think of something new to say for an opener. Well, I think this was sort of a special album. We had a lot of fun making it. We had some wonderful tunes. And we kind of call it the Poppins album, but really it has a longer title than that. It's Ray Conniff sing music from Mary Poppins, The Sound of Music, My Fair Lady, and other great movie themes. Uh-huh. But we always call it the Poppins album. It was a lot of fun making it anyway. Great tunes. I don't know how great they are, but I've had a fair amount of success. Seem like we've built up a following now, and sales-wise, we've done very well, so I'm very grateful for the success we've had. Well, of course, the other tunes from the Mary Poppins show are Chim Chim Cheree, the Academy Award-winning song, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, yeah, Feed the Birds, and Jolly Holiday. And then from Sound of Music, we did the theme, Sound of Music, My Favorite Things, and Climb Every Mountain. And from Fair Lady, we have Street Where You Live, and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. And the other great movie themes, as it says on the cover, are only really two. One from Mother Goose, which is Pass Me By, and the theme from Dear Heart. I think probably that we adapt ourselves best to standards, because usually the standards in the movie and show tunes have good basic structure musically, good bass lines and good chord structure. And I think a choral group that sings more or less the legitimate choral sound, which I think we have, sounds best when they have good musical tunes to work with. Okay, let's see, what do we have now? Why don't we do the theme from Sound of Music? How's that? That, of course, was the Sound of Music from the Poppins album, and this is Ray Conniff, and it's sure great being on the show, and we're going to be back with you in a minute with more. Well, I think basically there are only really two things that are very different about what we do. One is we use a very exaggerated, predominant rhythm sound, and the other is the sound of the voices. Of course, in this particular album, the voices are singing the words, but on the instrumentals, for instance, we use the singers singing syllables. And I think those are the two basic things, the rhythm and the sound of the singers, that are different. I used them as a section of the orchestra for the first three or four albums I did when we started back in about 1956. And after we had been recording a year or so, we did the first album and we augmented the singing group. You know, we only use eight singers on the orchestra and chorus albums. And the first time we had the singers sing the words, we augmented the singing group to 25 singers, and we used a much smaller orchestra, which basically is just a glorified rhythm section. And so those are the two groups, actually, that I use. The one is I call the instrumental albums are with 18 musicians and 8 singers, and the singing albums, as I call them, which have the words, are 25 singers and 9 musicians. Well, my background is with the so-called name bands of the late 30s and in the 40s. Yeah. I started out with Bunny Berrigan's band in New York City and played trombone and arranged for him. And then I went with Bob Crosby's band. I started with Bunny in 1938, I believe it was, at a place called the Paradise Restaurant in New York City, which was on 50th and Broadway. Mm-hmm. Then I left Bunny, went with Bob Crosby a year or so later. Then I went with Artie Shaw a year or so after that, and I was with two or three different bands that Artie had. And in all of these bands, I played trombone and arranged music. And then after that, I did studio work in New York City and on the West Coast. And during all of this time, I picked up a lot of, I wouldn't say gimmicks or tricks, but you, yeah. When you're in a business like the music business for as many years as I was, you learn what's good and what isn't good musically for arranging. As far as picking up the style for what I've been doing in the last few years, it was just another one of those things that an arranger is always trying new things, and this voice sound of the voices and this rhythm sound that I used was just another new thing that I tried out that worked fine and that everybody seemed to like. There is something that you make me think of when I used to ride along in the bus, you know, with the fellas doing One Night Is Like in Bunny's Band with Georgie All and Joe Bushkin and fellas like that. We all used to listen to the records of other bands. Mm-hmm. We'd memorize them. We listened to them so much, it wasn't intentional, but we just learned them from listening to them so many times when we'd be in the hotel rooms playing the records. That's right, and we would sing along with the band, you know, like that sort of thing, and I think that's probably how I got started using those syllables with the voices. Let's do one of the tunes from My Fair Lady, and the title is On the Street Where You Live. That, of course, was On the Street Where You Live from My Fair Lady, and this is Ray Conniff, and once again, I'd like to say it's great being on the show. Be right back in a minute.